You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. A good-looking Friday morning. High of 53 coming your way today. And partly sunny. 33 in Green Bay, 34 in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh. And it is time to break into spring. And how are we going to do it? We're going to do it with a text to win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista Getaway, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheets, and more.
This hour's keyword is cash. C-A-S-H, cash. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Choose WISS or WGBW. And use the text button to send the keyword cash for your chance to win in a statewide contest.
This hour you're playing for $100 cash. Download that Civic Media app. Choose WISS or WGBEW. Text the word cash right now. You've got till 8 o'clock to text and qualify. Your next chance to play is coming up later on this morning at 11 a.m. It's the final day of the contest. Final time that you have a chance to text to win with Mino and the Mayor. And help us out.
Oh, we need the texts.
We do.
Text them in, everybody.
People, do it for us.
Right.
Because those guys in Madison, if they beat us again, we won't hear the end.
We can't take it.
No. If we're at the WBA, and they're going to be a table next to us, like, hey,
I know.
Guys, want us to text you?
Okay. Okay.
That's the way they're going to be. Here,
I don't want to be snarky, yeah. But you know I am, right?
Yeah, I know.
They're not up for an award.
Oh, all right.
Well, text them while we're there and send them pictures.
When are they announcing you guys?
Hey, guys. Suck it.
We'll see you down there. Yeah. Oh, I guess we won't.
Oh, you're not going to be
right.
There.
That's right. That's right. You weren't nominated.
Can we stay at your house and eat from your refrigerator while we come down to get our awards?
So we park in your driveway?
Yeah.
All right,
what
cool.
What about that?
Oh, that's...
Mark Houston will be with us.
All right. Hey, Mark.
No, he's not here yet.
Oh,
I'm texting him, trying to get a hold of him, trying to fill on that.
Never
guys.
Mind. Yeah.
You know what I wanted to ask him? I wonder, this draft thing, 200,000 people, I wonder if they're in charge of.
Yeah,
I don't know. Because they do a lot of things.
It's right outside their door.
It's right outside their door. So
yeah, that's actually a really good point.
Because with that size
someone
group.
Someone can sprain ankles and different things and trip and fall. Yeah,
heart attack, yeah. Their guy doesn't go in the first round.
Yeah. You know, that's okay. That's something we haven't found out yet, though, Todd. We talked about it a little bit. Nobody's saying much about it. But are the players going to be here? Because, I saw a thing with Joe Thomas, the former Badger, who was the number one draft pick of the Cleveland Browns. Like, man, it's probably been 15 years now. And he said he got into so much trouble with the NFL because the guy called him and he said, hey, we're going to have you set up. And he goes, I'm not actually going there. Like, oh, no, we need you there. You're going to be a number one draft. He goes, I'm going fishing with my dad in Sheboygan.
That's awesome.
And they're like, well, Joe. Then they call him, hey, Joe, yeah, just so there's not misunderstanding. Yeah, we need you here for this. He goes, guys,
I'm going fishing
with my dad.
Wow.
He said, I'll have my phone with me. And they were like, and he went fishing with his dad.
Wow.
Instead of going to New York for the NFL draft. I thought that was cool.
No, so do I. When Red was in here yesterday, she kind of said...
That's what I mean.
I'm not really sure who's all coming. Now, they did...
Right.
When you saw that layout, they said were the players... What do they call that? Do they call it the green room for that, too?
Yeah, basically,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because that's inside the Rush Center, right?
You talk about that, though, too, as far as the... The
stress,
the image, yeah, the ugh. Image you have of some guys, and I still think there's two guys that I put.
What's Aaron Rodgers for sure,
and that he looked like he's 18 and all dressed up for the prom, and he looks just 14, got the new suit,
right.
And he's so excited, and there was a chance he was gonna be the first player called, and right. Like 6 hours later,
right.
Before he was called, that one and Brady Quinn, who is AJ Hawk's sister or brother-in-law, you know, right, his sister's right. married, yada, yada, yada. And he was supposed to be one of the top. And the thing I remember, I actually joked with his sister, who was wonderful, Laura Hawk. She did so much for the troops when I was doing stuff at the games. And I said, is it me or did the girlfriend appear a little bit further away after every round till it was just him by himself? She says, oh, yeah. Oh, she heard about that.
Didn't he kind of look like he was going for his senior pictures?
Absolutely. Right? They all do.
Do you know, that surprises me that they let the cameras in there, though.
I think that's wrong.
So do I.
I'm sorry.
Because that's not, it's stressful. It's like, I don't know what, it's cool when they come out.
Right.
That's cool.
Let them come out. Let them, but come
get the hat.
On. Yeah, that's not good.
And, you know, and like you said, you don't remember the, like you said, you just mentioned two of them that I think everybody remembers, so.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, though, too, with those guys. It's like.
Maybe that's why they don't come.
Well, one of the problems is, though, too, they get so built. They've got.
So built
handlers.
Up. Oh, my gosh.
That are so in their heads. That there is not even a question. You're not going to be one of the first 10 players. Not even a question. I've talked to every team. Oh, man. And those, let me tell you something. NFL teams lie so bad on draft day, you can't believe it.
What do you mean?
Aaron Rodgers got a call from, I think it was John Gruden, okay, with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And maybe drafting 6th, 7th, 8th. I don't even know what it was. But, you know, hi, top, okay? He goes, hey, man, just so you know, if you're there, you know, in 2 picks, we're grabbing you. So hope your phone doesn't ring between now and then because we're grabbing you.
Really? Do they really do that?
And Rodgers, hey, Tampa. But Gruden said, you know, if so-and-so doesn't grab me, and you know Philly won't grab me or whoever it was, they won't grab me. So it's, Tampa Bay select defensive back Joe Jones, Arkansas.
Wait a minute. How could that happen?
Because they lie.
Why, though? I mean, like.
I have no idea why, but they do. I guarantee you we could bring in any Packer player. And they will tell you some other team called them. Some other team called them and said if they were there, they'd be drafted. And their spot came up, and that team
they
did not draft him. Passed him by. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why they do that. I don't know.
Wow.
I think one of the reasons is so that, because word does get out. Okay.
Oh.
Somebody else, like one of somebody, you could, okay, if Todd was up for being drafted. Okay. We call Todd. We say, hey, just so you know, 3
if
picks
there,
we're going to take. Okay. I guarantee you, guaranteed, that guy tells one of that guy's handlers, that guy's gonna, and it's like, hey, just so you know, so-and-so's going to take us unless, you know, trying to encourage trades and whatever,
sure.
Get a higher pick.
Right.
You know, make more bonus money. It's a manipulative type of entity. What happens on draft day?
I kind of like when they break away to the families and we're rich. You know, when they, you don't like that?
No, if that was my son sitting there.
Yeah,
right.
You do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm
envious.
I think, yeah, that's, and usually those houses, they're pretty packed. There's a lot of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
20, 30 people in the living room.
You know what the worst thing is, though? I remember we did this one time down in I was working in Arizona, and University of Arizona had a couple of young guys that were, you know, going to be drafted. So you're there in their living room.
Right.
Okay, and there was no public thing for the draft then. It was just in New York in a ballroom.
Oh, you're just going to fold. Okay, to,
you know,
sure.
They'd
sure.
have some fans there, but that nothing made, just inside. Okay, so the thing is, everybody would be sitting there, and the guy's phone rings, and all his TV stations, phone's ringing, turn on the camera, get it. And the guy would be, hello? No, Tony, no, I haven't.
Oh,
I don't know. Tony, I got a crypto. Yeah, I'll see you. Okay, goodbye.
Oh.
30 seconds later, ring, and it was be like, no, Uncle Bob, no, haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really uncomfortable sitting with those guys.
Yeah.
And there were several times we sat for the duration and they didn't get drafted.
That's got to
that
be.
That is painful.
If you go the next day or whatever. Yeah, that's.
Well, it used to be all one day. It would start, I think, 7 in the morning in New York. And go until the last player was drafted, which could be like midnight.
Well, that actually would be okay, wouldn't it?
It's a long day.
They probably pushed that out because of the advertising and maybe.
Well, they used to give them 15 minutes between like every pick. It was crazy. It was just so dragged. Mark Daniels and I were talking about this a little bit, about just sitting in those locker rooms and whatever, and just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. I mean, you get the one exciting thing. Okay, this guy is drafted. You got to get it. Then it could be just 3 hours before the next one. And then it's, and then hours before the next one. And then it was just so dragged out.
Kind of like the meeting I was at. Those government meetings, because you go along and it's kind of the same. All right, so what do the... So what you're saying, they don't have to be here. I thought that would be, some of those things.
Well, they really encourage them to be here.
But they don't have to.
But what if they don't? What are you going to do? Not draft them?
But that really is anticlimactic if they get drafted and they don't come out with the hug and
I agree.
That.
Although the hug's a little old, isn't it? Isn't it?
Well, maybe a little bit. I just think the NFL should say, listen, if you're up, you got to be there.
I think they do.
I mean, I really do. For the kind of money they're going to make.
Right. Maybe they do now. I'm just telling you about the Joe Thomas thing and whatever, where he's just like, I'm not going to.
The lady said that yesterday a little bit. Like, we don't really know who's coming yet.
I don't. So much of, they are so controlled now by their people. I mean, you know, it used to be, it's like you couldn't talk to an agent until your eligibility was completely over.
Yeah.
And all these, you know, and nowadays they've got handlers and stuff since they were like 16. Especially in basketball. I mean, there are kids in junior high that right now, although I saw a thing with Rick Pitino, head coach at St. John's, you know, one of the all-time great coaches, whatever. He said they're not recruiting a single high school player anymore. They don't recruit high school players anymore. It's all transfers and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about this. In Wall Street Journal?
Yeah.
Your Duke guys?
Yeah.
They're a little covert.
Well, Duke
and they're
is,
the only ones that are.
Yeah, they're not saying where the money's from.
And they're very quiet.
Yeah.
These three guys.
Yeah.
They set up their LLC in Delaware. They're from Atlanta.
They're doing it as a real business. I mean, they're.
But they're quiet.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
You get in for $1 million. And the article was interesting. It was in yesterday. But they're kind of doing it right. They're just very, very quiet about it.
And I know.
You're telling me yesterday or a couple days ago that these guys got some real money, but you're right. They don't know where it's all coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's the thing with the NCAA right now is such the Wild West with no real rules.
Right.
Everybody making their old rules. And they're like, there's no sheriff in town. We can do anything else because the NCAA is so afraid of losing in court. That's their number one thing. They're so afraid of losing in court.
But they said that Duke is doing it like the best because it's the quietest.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody has any idea where it's from.
The Wall Street Journal says you're doing it right. You're probably doing it right.
Absolutely. I guarantee you one thing.
I think your buddy's doing okay. I think your buddy's doing okay.
I would not be driving a Kia. You guys, on a quick break, Lori Hayes, Flat Broke Blues Band, who you're listening to, joining us in studio.
And I don't think this good stretch of bad luck is ever gonna let things go my way.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I ain't got enough money for a pig or a poke, but I got a good stretch of bad luck, and it's with me.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. The Civic Media app worldwide, coming your way, Green Bay, Hampton, and Oshkosh. Got a text here. I still remember the day watching the NFL draft at the River Rail with Clint Creewald and friends as he was drafted in the 7th round by the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
I remember that well, too. Clint had a great career in Detroit and then with Pittsburgh. And then he's now sheriff of Ottawa County. He was a head football coach in Freedom. Great, great friend of mine. Well, this is a great friend of mine, too. Lori Hayes, Flat Broke Blues Band. That's whose music you were listening to right there, which sounded just spectacular, by the way.
Well, thank you.
And I got it. Okay, so I was a little bit shocked when Todd said she will drive down from Negaunee to come on the show. Doesn't want to perform, just wants to come on because she loves coming to Green Bay. People don't, I try to get that across to people sometimes. People from the UP, and how much snow do you have in your yard right now?
Probably 24 inches.
How high are the snowbanks?
About that high.
Mm-hmm. It's just a dismal time of year up there.
It's a dismal time.
And, but isn't, I mean, you come to Green Bay on a regular basis because you won't miss a Packer game.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
So what is it about, you know, your heritage, which just, you just, Green Bay is still that place for you?
Oh, yeah, Green Bay. I love Green Bay. I just feel like I have that same mentality of the Green Bay people. I know, whatever that might be. I mean, they're fun. They're a little bit crazy. Yeah, I love Green Bay.
I think they might say the same about us, Lori.
I think so. Well,
and you've been doing that since you were a little kid? Coming to Green Bay?
Yeah. I have relatives in the area, and we would come down and visit the cousins. And it was, you know, I know people down here think it's a big deal to ride for 3 hours somewhere. But when you live in the UP, you have to drive. You know, we don't even think about it. Mm-hmm. We just go. You know
what surprised me? I just saw this story. I was going to bring that up. Funny you'd say that. Out of the 50 states, do you know what the second furthest district, like hour-wise, from one the most furthest spot to the other most furthest spot? Texas is first. Michigan is second. To go from the furthest spot in lower Michigan to the longest spot in upper Michigan is 13 hours.
Oh, crazy.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is.
So people don't realize if people go down for Tiger games or something, you know, they could be driving 10 or 12 mm-hmm. hours mm-hmm. in your own state.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
That is true, though. A lot of people from the UP come to Green Bay.
Yeah.
It just is.
You know,
I'm six minutes from the
stadium. It's a big little town.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a big little town. I mean, you know, you get exposed to other things, but it's not that, you know, busy.
It's not scary.
Scary.
Right.
Yeah.
You go to Detroit if you're not
right,
used to being
right,
there.
Right, yeah. Right. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
And you always feel welcomed.
Oh, always.
Or maybe part of it. Maybe part of it. It's like a, yeah.
We just grew up that way. And, you know, folks might wonder, why do you end up being Packer fans and not maybe Lions fans?
Right.
It's because the broadcasting of the games, we didn't get Lions games in the UP.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We grew up with the Packer games.
So do you think, like some of us, that we should just annex you guys in?
I think so. Well, okay. We were going to be the 51st state way before.
That's back
when,
Hey, our good friend Puga Jacobetti led that drive. Remember Puga?
The 51st state really started with us. But, we have a lot in common with Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're talking about Home Depot is really big right now, obviously, and different things. But when I first moved to Green Bay, that's all there was a Fleet Farm. You go there on a Saturday afternoon this time of year, half the cars would have Michigan plates. Half the cars. True?
It's true, yeah.
I love your music.
Thank you.
We've Sounds had, fantastic.
You've had some blues festivals. Who's the guy that we had brought in that?
Sean Katzbach. He's actually coming in
from
next
Marinette.
Week, Jim, with the mayor.
From Marinette.
Oh, okay.
And he promoted a big blues festival they had in Marinette. Maybe
okay.
not as,
really
as far
popular.
As where you are. But and you've performed down here, I'm sure?
Yeah, I've performed off and on down here. And, but mostly like up in Pembine.
The
Four Seasons is in Pembine.
Oh, yeah.
We did the Birkenbeiner.
That was fun.
That was a good one.
Boy, that's popular.
You guys
isn't
put on
it?
Some miles.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Tell us about your band. I mean, I love listening to it, and I follow you on Facebook. And I always thought I'd love to have her on.
Yeah.
Find out how this all started, because we love, like, Fridays are devoted to music for the mm-hmm. second half, pretty much, of the show. And we love having people hearing the story, because mm-hmm. a lot of people want to be in a band. A lot of people get a band started, and the band breaks up, and mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And you've found a niche to be really successful. Mm-hmm. For all the other young musicians living out there and listening, tell us about that. What was that journey like?
Oh, the journey. I think, I was in another band for 17 years before I got with Flatbroke Blues Band. I've been with Flatbroke now for 24, going on 25 years.
Wow. That is hard for a band to stay together that long.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Is. It is hard. I mean, we're a family, and we really support each other. But it started with me being interested in the blues from my real huge love of the Rolling Stones and how they're where they started. I started looking into what was motivating them to play, and it was blues. So that's how I got interested in Etta James, and from it, this was in college years.
Okay, this is Todd.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I shock you?
Well, probably not at this point. Is anybody in the room shockable at this point?
This one will shock you.
Okay.
I love Etta James.
I'm not shocked by that. She's awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah.
She's got the voice.
He called me baby, baby, all night long. True. Was that great? Remember that? He called me baby.
And as you tell your story, I want to hear about the flat broke, because that the Stones were not flat broke.
No.
Were they?
No, maybe they were. But they were into Muddy Waters and their Chicago thing that was happening in Chicago when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that. And then I started taking trips to Chicago during my college years. And got invited up on stage, and then
really,
yeah, I was able to play the harmonica and sing with Pine Top Perkins and Billy Branch and Sugar Blue. Sugar Blue actually played on some Rolling Stones cuts, so it was that was a really great time. And then there was a band in town called Flat Broke Blues Band, and I they started to kind of just weren't working as much, and I had gigs, and my other band broke up, and I had all these dates. So I would say to the young people, if you really want to work, go out and get the job, and then you'll find the musicians will come out of the woodwork.
And don't say no.
And don't.
Somebody say, hey, we got an open. Yes.
Yes.
We got to send a quick break. Lori Hayes, Flat Broke Blues Band, all the way down from Negaunee, which is a real treat. And she brought us a gift we're going to talk about in just a little bit. Great having you here. Back after this.
Anything you say could be fine. To your every step, I am true. If you keep on doing the crazy things you do.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers has included more than $500 million in his next budget to overhaul the State Department of Corrections. And Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy made that case Tuesday before the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Hoy says the budget's not simply a list of funding requests, it's a blueprint for the future of Wisconsin's corrections. Evers' proposal would close Green Bay Correctional Institution and convert others while also expanding the earned release program. Republican leaders in the legislature are skeptical of that plan. Meanwhile, leaders of the legislature's budget committee say they're willing to compromise on efforts to close Wisconsin's aging Green Bay prison. Joanne Krulatz reports on the JFC's meeting Wednesday in Kaukauna.
In Kaukauna Wednesday, Joint Finance Committee co-chairs commented prior to taking public testimony on the state budget. Representative Mark Bourne said there are some good things in the corrections proposal from Governor Tony Evers, including closing Green Bay Correctional. Senator Howard Markline said there's always room for compromise between the two chambers of the legislature or with the governor's office. But Markline said lawmakers need a ruling from the state Supreme Court on Evers' 400-year veto before moving ahead on any budget provisions. One area where Republicans are unlikely to compromise is Evers' proposal to increase early release for some inmates. Wisconsin currently incarcerates over 23,000 people in a system designed to hold fewer than 18,000.
If you're thinking of wetting your line in the water and maybe catching a fish or two, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that it's time to get your new fishing license for the 2025-26 season. Last year's fishing license expired Monday, and this year's fishing license is available for sale now. The annual resident license will cost you $20 per person. Married residents can apply for spousal licenses for only $31. The general inland fishing season begins on May 3rd, but some areas of the state will have other fishing opportunities requiring a license before that date. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
You know what time it is. It's time to text. If you haven't done so already, it's the Break in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest. It's your last shot during Mino and the Mayor to win $100 this hour. And the keyword is cash, C-A-S-H, cash. That's what you want to do. You got to download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done that already, you should do that. Choose WISS or WGBW. And then in the lower right-hand corner, there's a little button that says talk. Text in that word cash right now for your chance to qualify to win $100 cash this hour in the statewide contest and also qualify for that brand new queen mattress set from Verlo, which includes a mattress, sheets, and more. And here's the cool thing about this. Well, it's not cool, actually. This is your last shot with us to play and win. So if you haven't done it, or even if you have done it, you should do it now. Am I wrong about that?
No,
Jim and
tell
John,
your friends. We got to text them.
Absolutely.
Cash.
What, 17 minutes?
That's all you got.
There you
got till 8 o'clock.
Get on it.
Get
with
those
great
guys,
prices.
Get those guys behind you. Get their phones out and text
you guys
in to win.
Text
nah, they're just, these guys are just like at Academy Awards when somebody goes to the bathroom and they bring in people from like modeling agencies to sit, to fill the seats.
Is that what they are?
That's where our two guys are. They're our seat fillers.
This is a security for our special guest. So.
Lori Hayes, our very special guest, Flat Broke Blues Band, coming all the way down from the UP to talk about this. And I'm just proud of you, Lori, you know, being a hometown lady and hometown guy. We were in high school together, and you have taken music to a whole different level. And we're talking about, because again, Fridays we try to devote it to musicians, and especially, don't take this the wrong way, but like up and coming young musicians, and try to help encourage them and whatever. You could be in that position too with the young people, because like you were talking about, you could have passed up one gig that you probably weren't all that excited about doing 25 years ago. And from that gig, you got 25 years more worth of business.
That's true.
Talk about that story, those journeys that young musicians need to pay, those the price they kind of need to pay.
All right. Well, when you have a passion, it doesn't seem that, like, you're just on a mission because you have a passion. So I would say take your passions and live them out. For me, creating my own reality is just the way that I always have been. I don't know where that came from. Maybe it's the time that I grew up in or something like that. But you know, just you got to make it happen. So in the blues that we do, we also have a very active blues society, and that blues society supports everything around us, making gig opportunities and bringing professionals into town so that we can observe and see and be a part of it.
And
so.
There is a hardcore group of blues fans where if you are performing someplace, they'll show up, won't they? Because we're talking with Sean, one of our great friends here. He's marketing director of the Marinette County area with music and everything like that. And they do a blues festival there that's hugely popular. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are from Chicago and even further south and all those kinds of things. So it does have its own niche of, if you're a blues fan, you're a hardcore blues fan, it seems like.
We've been running a blues a festival in Marquette for 20 years.
Okay.
So this is the first year in 20 years we're not doing it. We got different kind of programming going on with the Blues Society now, where we're bringing in entertainment maybe quarterly throughout the year.
Okay.
But it got to be a little bit, I mean, we started it 20 years ago. Well, some of us are in their 70s now, you know. And I don't know what's happening with the young people, how they're not like volunteering and getting involved, because that's what you have to do if you want to eke out something for yourself. You have to go and make yourself handy. Get in there.
And you had said that, but they really need to network, especially at a younger age, in any industry. Just
it's
the blues.
Perfect networking situation.
It is. And what's nice about your industry is there's a platform to network. Sometimes you get in there and there's like, I got to meet some people in my industry, and how do I do that?
And you guys are willing to help, aren't
right,
you?
Right. That's
You just get in there, and you know it's a passion, so you're wanting to do it, and you get in there, and you just start making things and talking to people, and, you know, it's a close-knit community up there. It's not, you know, we're not in a huge metropolitan area, so I think of us as the big fish in the littler pond, you know. You just keep working at it and keep getting yourself out there. Make sure that, and well, when the interwebs started happening, it really got a little bit easier too,
right?
You know,
get your music out there.
Yeah, you can network a lot easier.
Okay, I have to ask the other most famous band from Marquette County, the Upers. Are they still around?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
How many years has that been?
I don't think they perform as much as they used to, but they're still there. They have a little. There's a store called the Duper Store there on the highway by Ishper.
And they say world's greatest tourist trap.
Right.
Yeah,
free bathrooms.
Yes, free bathrooms.
So you obviously studied music for years and years. Do you have somebody you look up to? I mean, you like the Stones.
Yeah, I do. Well, there's a lot of females, you know, Thornetta Davis out of Detroit. Lovely person. Shamika Copeland. It was hard for me to find the females, you know, to kind of look up to. It's a man's world. That's another thing, women. It's a man's world, so you gotta get in there and, you know.
Maybe work a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gotta put up with you and you gotta put up with them.
That's kind of true.
There's a good blues performance every Sunday at the Smiling Moose in Newton, Wisconsin. Reverend Raven and the Chain-Smoking Altar Boys from Dave Steffen.
That's a great band.
That's a great place.
Yeah.
Little town. But they do a picnic every summer that raises like about $100,000 or more. Glam band always plays there. I mean, it's quite the thing. Some of these small areas around here in Wisconsin, like the UP, it might be a small community, but it's like, bleep it. We're going to put together a great big event.
And boy, people turn out.
Oh, they turn
out. Our little festival went from 2 to 3 days very quickly. So it was a Friday through Sunday on Labor Day weekend, and it was a perfect time. And
you know, I got to tell you one thing. You're talking about that festival. It's been months, Todd. Maybe a year ago, we had a group here, and the guy had an Ordoc festival cap on.
Yeah.
I said, "Is that Marquette?" He goes, "Yeah." And we're talking. They were in the part of the thing, but it's like, you know, one of the guys graduated from Michigan Tech, and one of the guys. So it's like it's a really eclectic group. It seems like that get into the jazz aspect. True.
Yeah. I think so. You got to be. You know, once you go jazz. Jazz is a four-letter word. Once you go jazz, you might not be able to go back.
Yeah. It's nothing wrong with that, though. I mean, because people are so passionate about it. The UP music scene, I mean, the UP has changed a lot since, you know, my days of learning. I mean, a lot. But the music scene and the local bars and the breweries and things like that have kind of rejuvenated the area, wouldn't you say?
I like to say... I have used this saying before. We have musicians stacked up like cordwood up there. You know, there's the music stores are very popular. There's good teachers. There's good mentors throughout and your time or where, you know, from a young person all the way up.
But it's quietly, I was telling Jim, I saw a thing on that one website about, I grew up in Nagani.
Yeah.
I think so. And they had video from the 1965 Centennial.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it, and it must have been shot from the Breading Hotel or something, because they were marching up Iron Street, and then they had a turn, okay? And I told Jim, who's always been big in music, and Todd, same thing, in marching bands, I said, you forget the precision. And it was the Ishpeming Blue Notes.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you could not go to a Marine boot camp and have anybody march straighter, more in unison, more timing, and when they did that whole turn, I mean, so UP isn't known maybe outside of it, but they take music real serious up there, don't they?
Well, it's part of our culture. You know, we're surrounded by Finlanders.
Yep.
And they are all very talented. And they have this music in their, you know, in their family. And
it's generational.
Yeah.
And we've had musicians on here, like Johnny said, every Friday. And I think sometimes people think you got to be from, you know, Bruce Springsteen, but Jersey and East Coast, West Coast, and there's so much talent right here. And I think it is, like you said, it's generational. It's from their families. I don't know if it's cold winters that we have nothing else to do, so we practice all the time. But there's just a lot of talent here, and it's just so nice to hear when people break out or at least pursue it for their lives, like you. I mean, this is your career, and I think that's really. We have Kevin Van Ness on here, and you know he's done very, very well.
Do you know him at all?
No, I don't.
He does New Orleans jazz,
right? He's in Florida quite a bit through the winter, and
he's great. He
played with Pete Fountain. It led to
the Mardi Gras parade
in New Orleans, the Mardi Gras parade a couple times, and he's just he's got great music, but you know different music than yours, but very talented in his field.
Got a nice text here. Erin Krebs is an amazing jazz singer. I believe she's from Oshkosh. She's won multiple Whammy Awards. Deanne, do you know that name at all?
No.
Okay, let me ask. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I just want to underscore about. You don't have to be from a big place. You just have to stick with it like you did.
And absolutely. Then grind.
I always say hang in there long enough, you're going to get a good job. You know, you're going to get a good gig if you hang in there, you know.
What's the least you've made at a gig?
I played for six shots one.
Six shots?
Yeah. And it was at the Crossroads many years ago.
Is that when Pete Bolero owned it?
I don't know. I was just a youngster, and they said, well, we're not getting paid tonight. You can have six shots.
I've worked for less. That's all right. Yeah, that's
were they good shots? Or
I can't remember.
That's so awesome. I love this. Again, I hope the young entertainers are listening out there that you just got to grind.
Yeah. If you just stick with it and don't take no for an answer, and you just keep going.
And I think what you said earlier is we were kind of joking at the break about, you know, get the order, but just say yes and make it work. You know, find other musicians to back you up if you don't have all the pieces you need in the book.
You know, you might not be taken too serious, and then all of a sudden you have jobs.
Right.
Now they're taking you serious. Right. Okay, so come play. Let's play together.
Right.
And that's how it got going.
Not to put down the generations, but do young kids these days have that same passion that you had and people of our generation had for that?
Yeah.
Are they willing to pay the
take
price?
Take a look at it.
Are they willing to go do a gig for a shot of beer, or a shot of whiskey, I'm sorry, with a bad chaser.
Shot of beer.
The reason I said that is because in the UP, 99% of the time, it's shot in a beer.
Yeah.
You don't order a shot, but you order a shot in a beer.
Today they want seven shots.
A Boilermaker, exactly. when my dad would come home from the Mather Bee, if I didn't have two ice-cold Paps in that refrigerator and a bottle of Old Crow on the counter, it would not be a good day for Johnny. We guys had a quick break. Lori Hayes is in here, Flat Broke Blues Band. We've got Erica coming from the Nina Historical Society. Dennis from the Glam Band, a phenomenal musician group, 7,000 apart for our musical series, Mine on the Mare, back after this.
On a four-leaf clover, leaving would be the last thing on my mind if I could turn back the hands of time.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Mind on the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. One more time, folks. It's our break into spring text to win statewide contest, your daily chance on a Chula Vista getaway. Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets are $100 cash, plus every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Burlo that includes a mattress, sheets, and more.
And one of Lori's favorite words, this hour's keyword, cash. C-A-S-H, cash. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword cash for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
And you've only got a couple of minutes because at 8 o'clock, your chance this hour is done. And that'll be the last shot for you to play along with Mino and the Mayor. If you haven't played along, we really need your text because we are up against all the other morning shows in Civic Media.
Yeah.
So please download that Civic Media app and get ready to text.
They're not as nice as we are.
Yeah. Hey, Madison. By the way, Lori, our next group is just coming out with
See that.
And it's just like It's like you guys are all, it's caricature of yours. Every guitar case has about 14, or more than 40, like 50 stickers on it from the different places they played.
Yeah.
That's cool. Part of the gig, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, introduce a good-looking guy next to you.
Right here is my husband, Mike Baker.
Hey, Mike.
From Gwinn, Michigan.
All right, Mike, step up to the phone there. Step up to the microphone. Are you playing the band, too?
No.
No, okay. No. You're the roadie?
I'm the roadie.
You're the roadie. All right.
Yep.
Can't do it without you.
Gotta have a roadie. So, Mike, you and I have something in common. Graduated the same year, also worked at the Iron Ore Improvement Plant in Eagle Mills, Michigan.
That's correct.
Okay. These guys, I think, thought I was BSing when I said you take a shower, obviously, you know, after work, and then I'd play softball at night or whatever, and they had to throw my softball uniform away at the end of the year because it was a white uniform and it was all red because when you would sweat ore dust. People, I don't think, believe me. You work there, you tell them.
Yeah, it's totally true. There was people that worked in the summer there and left and went into the service, and they were in basic. And months after they worked at the ore improvement plant at basic training, at nighttime they sweat out and they get in trouble because their sheets are red. And it's totally true. It was
so
like
it got into your pores that deep, huh?
It was like a talcum powder, fine grind, red. And
wow.
You had to wash with ivory dish soap. That was the
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. And people look at you like you'd be in the showers with liquid dish soap to get clean.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you get some nicknames in the Army?
I can think of a couple. Yeah, I bet.
Well,
I mean, did that affect anybody?
Yeah, I was gonna say,
I don't know, did it?
Is it dangerous?
I'm still here.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I was only there 1 year, though, summer suit. But
You know, it's like a lot of industries, they don't know till way
down the road.
There's a lot of stuff like that. So you're right.
You know, it's up to the individual if you're going to wear a respirator or you're going to breathe the stuff in.
We all breathed it in.
Well, you got to work, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Plus, they fog up your glasses. I always hated that. They'd fog up your glasses. Well, Lori, I know you brought us a special treat that I'm really excited about.
Yes, straight from the Upper Peninsula, real, authentic Cornish pasties.
There you go. You know, when she says Cornish, you know that's as authentic as it gets.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It has rutabaga, and it's also made with flank steak.
Rutabaga makes it really authentic, right?
Rutabaga makes it authentic,
Lori, what does that taste like? What does rutabaga taste like?
It's got a peppery kind of a... The texture is like a potato.
Yeah.
But it has more of a peppery flavor to it, so... Look at them.
Wow.
This is a slice of heaven, people.
Yeah, there it is.
A Cornish pasty, handmade... In the UP.
Right.
This is a slice of heaven.
Yes. That is it. That's the real deal. And so happy to bring it down for you guys.
Thank you.
If you have an air fryer, you're going to be in business.
Put it in your air fryer
for about 5 minutes. And bam.
Jim, do you have an air fryer?
I do. I think it's, well, I don't use it. It's got the five things you can do in it.
Yeah.
You know
that
mean?
Should work. Yeah.
Yeah, there's an air fryer in there.
I know that John does not have an air fryer.
I'll do it for you.
How do you know that? You don't know that, Todd. You have no idea.
Do you have a microwave?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it? But it could. There could be an air fryer built in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's mine.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Right.
It could be. I just would be surprised. Hey, Lord,
we got an air fryer at deer camp.
That's the place.
I'm lying. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
There's
no electricity at deer camp.
Yeah.
You can put it on an exhaust manifold on a logging skidder, warm it up.
Okay, Lord, that sounds more like mine than an air fryer.
Lloyd, we're gonna run out of time. Todd was playing your music pretty much all morning.
How do we find you?
Right.
How do we find me? Flatbrokebluesband.com. Also, our Facebook page, Flatbroke Blues Band. There are connections there that you can find to call us and book this band. We would love to come down and do what we can for you and be part of your special thing. And we'd,
great.
We travel easy.
You seem like you'd be fun to have there, like laid back. You don't seem like real... Like a real stressful band. Some of these people get up there and
No.
I mean, really, the crowd feeds off the entertainer.
Exactly. And the more comfortable the entertainer is, the more comfortable the crowd.
And you work for shots.
Yeah. Right.
Breaking news.
You know, Flat Broke Blues Band, it's more than just a name.
Yeah.
You know, it's a way of life.
I got to tell you one funny little thing about warming that up. When I worked at the Ore Improvement Plant, you know where we used to warm up our pasties? In the welding rod ovens.
They still use them.
They still do that?
Yes, to this
day.
Wow.
They keep the welding rods warm so that they, don't get moisture.
Right.
And that's where we'd warm up our pasties for lunch.
Yeah. That's correct.
Put a little red dust on there.
Yeah. Certain. No question. And then we play Schmear.
That's funny.
Oh, the good old days in Nagani.
Lori Hayes,
congratulations. So proud of you, man.
Yeah,
thanks for repping the UP the way you do and your great talent.
Thanks for the music. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Outstanding.
Let's do it again sometime.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. No question.
Bring more pasties. Because there's another guy in the studio.
Yes, so. I'll never forget you, Todd.
Plays the timpanis.
I'll never forget you, Tim. Thanks for being here. We got more music coming up with 7,000. We got Nina Historical Society, Growing Up in Nina. A lot of stuff yet. Mud on the Mare, back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.